This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scherer, and here's Canadian-American David Hyde.
I am Canadian David Hyde. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper made an appearance during last night's State of the Union address. He was not a special guest of the First Lady. He turned up in an ad blasting Stephen Harper and the proposed Keystone Oil Pipeline. Joining us to talk about that and more of this week's news from Canada is Vaughn Palmer. He's columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Hi, Vaughn.
Hello, how are you?
So what is Stephen Harper doing in that ad?
Well, some politicians say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but I'm not sure this one would count as that. The ad is put on by the anti-Alberta tar sands group, NextGen Climate Group. That's the billionaire Tom Steyer. And the ad showed the picture was Stephen Harper and the Chinese leader, who was the premier when Harper met with him, no longer. But the message was that the Keystone Pipeline is a sucker punch to America's heartland. The Chinese are counting on the U.S. to approve the pipeline to ship oil through America's heartland and then out to foreign countries like theirs. Keystone's a sucker deal for America. Just say no to Keystone.
President Obama didn't actually give any time to Keystone in his State of the Union address. How's that being interpreted up in Canada, if at all?
I think the president has been stalling on this one for, 5 years? My guess is he'll go on not do anything this year. The sentiment against the project is pretty strong down there, particularly with a lot of the president's supporters. I think Canadians understand that. That's why Canadian government's pushing for other options. The irony, you would say, about that ad, and look, this is a genuine debate and there are lots of sides to it, but I guess the irony I would say about the ad is that Canada's attempt to ship oil to China is one reason why it's looking at alternatives to Keystone. As far as we're concerned, the Keystone Pipeline is being built to sell our oil to the United States. We recognize that that's increasingly less likely that that project may go ahead, and so we're looking at options. For example, a pipeline through British Columbia, the object would be to send the oil directly to foreign countries, not to the United States.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is with us, as he is every Wednesday, talking about news from Canada. And Vaughn, opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics in Sochi just a week away. And Vancouver hosted the last Winter Games. The city's delegation has just been announced. Who are they sending?
We're sending the deputy mayor of Vancouver, a fellow named Tim Stevenson. He's a member of the BC legislature. Underscoring this, the message we're sending is Mr. Stevenson is openly gay. In fact, he's married to the moderator of the United Church of Canada, Gary Patterson. And the message there is just that to Russia, that City of Vancouver is troubled. City Council voted unanimously to send Stevenson. City of Vancouver is troubled by what many regard as the anti-gay stance of the Putin government, and Stevenson's going over there to take a message.
What's the message?
Well, I think the message is that this kind of hostility is uncalled for. Stevenson has made the point in interviews just on the eve of his departure that sport in some parts of the world is still one of the last bastions of homophobia. And among other things, he says he's hoping to meet with the mayor of Sochi because the mayor is quoted as saying he doesn't think there are any gay people in Sochi. So Stevenson joked that maybe he'll be the first one he's ever met, meaning it ironically, of course.
Winter Olympics, the new Cold War. Vaughn, also New York Times has a story out about Seahawks fever, and apparently it's crossed the border into Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, lots of Seahawks fans in British Columbia, and a lot of them that go back a long time. The last time the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl, British Columbia's finance minister had season's tickets to the team and was disappointed she didn't make it to the Super Bowl game because, of course, even if you've got a season's ticket, you go into a lottery for that. But, there are lots of fans up here, bars. There will be lots of sports bars showing it. And, I can tell you that people will be going to sports bars up here partly because of the real outrage surrounding the Super Bowl in Canada is that our cable companies bump the Super Bowl ads. We can't watch them up here.
Really?
They preempt them on the American channels, too. And this generates massive outrage. I mean, you know all the interest in Super Bowl ads. And Canadians have to sort of pick them up on YouTube the day afterward, unless they go to a bar that has a satellite feed, and then I guess they can pick them up on the direct feed. But if you're getting your game over a cable company in Canada, and that's how most of us get our TV, not only are they bumped on the Canadian station that carries the Super Bowl, but they are bumped and preempted on the American station as well, and Canadian ads are substituted, and I can tell you that Canadian advertisers, brilliant and skilled as they are, don't spend the kind of money and create the kind of product that Americans do for the one-time ads that run on the Super Bowl.
You don't think of Canadians just wanting to revel in American consumer excess, but they do.
Yeah, the thing to remember is that, you know, most Canadians live within a very short distance of the American border. We've grown up watching American television. We follow American TV, American sports closely, and we have our own teams and our own football league and different rules, but the NFL is a big deal up here, and yes, you do tend to look at the team just across the border. You'll be happy to know, as well as a Seahawks fan, that it appears that Rob Ford, the notorious mayor of the city of Toronto, is a Denver fan, so that ought to be worth at least one touchdown.
Yeah, how should Seattle fans interpret this?
I think just in general that there'll be a lot of people up here cheering the team on as well, and you know, that's as I said, if you go back over the years, you'll find there are people here that hold season tickets to the Seahawks. I was talking about somebody here yesterday, a mutual friend, who's he and his and another of his friends have paid $2,400 apiece for a Super Bowl ticket on the black market, you'd call it, the open market. Anyway, they're on their way to New Jersey.
All right. Thanks, Vaughn.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer brings us news from Canada every Wednesday. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm David Hyde.